Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin and Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches as we continue learning the halachos of the Arba Minim. Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss two machloksim, two arguments regarding the size of an esrog. It says the Mishnah Shir Esrog Hakatan. What is the minimum size that an esrog can be? Rabbi Meir says, Ke'egos, that an esrog must be as large as a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebetza, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to at least be as large as an egg, as the Tosafot Yontif points out, because an esrog smaller than an egg is not considered to be fully developed. And as the Bartanura points out, we do in fact paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, namely, the minimum size of an esrog is the size of a beitza. Continuing in the Mishnah, Uva Gadol, what is the maximum size of an egg? How of an esrog? How large can an esrog be? Kadesha Yochaz Shnayim Biyado Achas. That it has to be small enough that a person can hold two of them in one hand. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu echad b'shtei yadav, even if it is so large that a person would need both of his hands to hold one of them, it is kosher, it is considered to be valid. And here the Bartanura tells us clearly that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, namely, that as long as you can, that it is large enough that a person would need both hands to hold one of them, then it is kosher. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, as we discuss the halachos of tying the lulav, the adasim, and the aravos together. It says the Mishnah ein ogdin as lulav ela b'mino, that you're not allowed to bind the lulav, hadasim, and aravos together except with parts of their own species, whether it be the stems, the branches, the leaves. Says Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, binding is part of the mitzvah of the Arba Minim, and therefore parts of these very species must be used in order to bind the Arba Minim together. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, Afilu b'meshicha, that you can bind them together even with a string of linen or some other type of material, that according to Rabbi Meir, the binding, the aguda of the lulav, of the hadatim, and the aravos is done simply to make the species, to make the arba minim look more appealing, look nicer, and therefore any material can be used for this purpose. And as the Bartanura point out, the halacha is in fact according with Rabbi Meir. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Meir says, Masa ba'anshe Yerushalayim, there was a story, a situation with the men of Yerushalayim, shayu ogdin es lulavehen bigi minayos shel zahav, they would bind their lulavim, their hadasim, and the aravos together with bands of gold. And clearly it seems clear that any type of material can be used. Again, this is support for the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim rejected this proof of Rabbi Meir. It says that Mishnah Amru lo, the Chachamim said to him, Beminu hayu ogdin oso milamata. In fact, they would bind the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos together with parts of their own species underneath the bands of gold. Meaning to say, they fulfilled the mitzvah of binding with parts of the arba minim, and then once they did that, then they put bands of gold on top for decoration. So it seems to be that this is a rejection of Rabbi Meir's proof, but again, we seem to pass in that way. According to Rabbi Meir, that you could really use anything to bind the lulav, hadasim, and aravos together. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, discussed the shear, the minimum size of an esrog, and the maximum size of an esrog. And we said that according to Rabbi Meir, the minimum size is a walnut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the minimum size is larger as an egg. And that is how we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And then, what's the maximum size of an esrog? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be small enough that a person can hold two of them in one hand. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who we paskin like, even if it is so large that a person would need both of his hands to hold one, it is kosher, it is valid to be used as an esrog. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches discussed the materials in which you can use to bind the lulav, hadasim, and aravos together. And we said that you can't, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only bind the lulav, hadasim, and aravos with parts of their own species, again, whether it be branches, stems, leaves, and so on. And however, Rabbi Rabbi Meir, who he paskin like, says, no, that you could do it with any material, it could be any, you could use anything to bind the lulav and hadassim and aravos together. Rabbi Meir brings a proof from the people of Yerushalayim, who would clearly bind their lulav and hadassim and aravos with bands of gold. Seems to be you could bind it with everything, with any material. But then the Chacham rejected Rabbi Meir and said, no, that really they use the parts of the lulav, hadassim and aravos and so on to bind them, and then they simply put gold on top of it as decoration. But it's not a proof from the, you can't learn a proof from the Bnei Yerushalayim regarding whether or not you can use any material or you have to actually use the same type of material as the lulav and hadassim themselves. Have a great day.